The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Cinema by the Campfire, where I reminisce and analyze the films I believe have really influenced the world of cinema. I'm your host, Odyssey, and it's my job to take you on that journey. Hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Cinema by the Campfire. I'm your host once again, Odyssey, and I want to ask you, what if you lost your voice? In a world where communication is so important in our everyday lives, we sometimes take it for granted. And today, I'm talking about a movie where it explores deeper into how we communicate. And that movie is A Silent Voice, made in 2016. When it was released, there was this huge discussion on whether this film or Your Name was better. Both films might appear to be somewhat similar at first, but are fundamentally different. One is a film dedicated to the ode of youth and how powerful love is, a film about the connections between people, and the other is a more grounded look at the lives of teenagers, the struggle with depression and anxiety, as well as being a film about searching for purpose in life. Both films have similar elements, but one takes a fantastical route and the other takes a more realistic stance. So it all depends on what you like in a movie. The director, Naoko Yamada, focuses on our pursuit of empathy, our attempts to understand each other more than our words can say. Our voice is far more complex than our words. As a director, Yamada seems primarily concerned with eliciting the feeling of her work. The information isn't treated as most important, the emotion is. Often we aren't informed of the character's thoughts and feelings through what they say, but in how they carry themselves. A Silent Voice doesn't want to waste too much time with its romance. While there are romantic elements, A Silent Voice wants to dig deep into the human condition. Humans are imperfect, and the film wants to talk about what makes people do things that are violent or selfish and make you see the reasons as to why the characters are the way they are now. The film wants to demonstrate the human capacity for good while still displaying all the bad humans are capable of. And it never truly states that, yes, you are a bad person, or yes, you are a good person. All it does is it lays everything out for you and takes the viewer on a journey to discover why these characters are who they are, how they grow, and how they end up. To tell a story as complex as this. In my first episode, I talked about Spirited Away and why it was a great animated movie. In this episode, I'll focus more so on the realism and great story that this movie has to offer. The story is adapted from an acclaimed manga of the same name. The director, Naoko Yamada, is a talented illustrator. She knows exactly how she wants things to look, especially lighting and framing. Now, there are many different ways to direct a scene, and Yamada really seems to focus on characters' expressions when they're at their most vulnerable, and then showcase just how alone they really are with the wide shot or having the point of interest to one side. The film is directed and storyboarded to showcase isolation. And then this leads into the finale, in which the protagonist is surrounded by his peers and eventually decides to let them in. But why is this a problem? Let me give a short synopsis. Shoya, the protagonist, has been struggling with social anxiety and depression ever since he bullied a deaf girl, Shoko, our other protagonist, when he was little. Was it a form of justice? Maybe, but the movie doesn't play it out to be that way, and more so just showcases that while Shoya was a terrible kid growing up, the kids around him were just as bad. The bully got bullied, and it isn't seen as a win because it's shown to be just as cruel and just as humiliating as when Shoko was bullied by Shoya. And there are people saying that they can't watch the movie or they don't like it because Shoya was cruel when he was little and can't sympathize with him now that he's older, and it's problematic to do so. The movie is as grounded as can be. Again, everyone is flawed, even Shoko. Yamada wanted to represent the world as a profound and gentle place that accepts everything. And that's the main purpose of the film. And if you haven't noticed, there really isn't an antagonist. The movie also never really wants to blame characters for their mistakes. It lets the characters in the film blame others. It's the movie's intention to show the audience how things play out, how characters develop and mature. The path Shoya takes is essentially a path of redemption, but it's not one about redeeming himself to others. It's about redeeming himself for his own good. He begins the movie by planning a suicide, only not to go through said act, and eventually keeps on living life. The story is about what Shoya is going to do now that he's decided not to die, and he gets caught up in caring about someone else so much that he forgets to care about himself. And by forgetting to care about himself, he leads the one person he cares about so much to believe she is the catalyst for all his problems. The movie portrays social anxiety in a manner that isn't extremely exaggerated or has the main character freaked out whenever someone talks to him. It's subtle glances at another direction. More importantly, Shoya never looks at people's faces. He's always looking down at their feet. This is most evident in the final minutes of the film, which has a camera represent how Shoya's gaze, and we look at the floor. The manga the film is based on, this is used, and the film decides to keep this design choice. The entire purpose of the film is to show the struggle of Shoya and Shoko and how they mutually help each other to better themselves as people. Shoko's story is a lot more depressing than Shoya, as the fact that her character is deaf is incredibly important because this is a factor in how people perceive and approach her. The character doesn't want pity from people. She wants to be treated like everyone else. She wants to be respected, but she doesn't actually respect herself. Shoko, throughout the film, blames herself for not being able to make friends, even though it's not her fault. She thinks of herself as the reason why things go bad, and not the other way around. And that's her conflict. That's why she cleans up Shoya's table when bullies write all over it. She feels he doesn't deserve that kind of treatment, but she does. It's the blaming of oneself for everyone's problems that leads to Shoko living in isolation with only her family to support her. Similar to Shoya, now, the two characters are all alone, but for different reasons. And one blames others, and the other blames herself. If there's something to take away from A Silent Voice, that's the realization that people can feel regret over terrible acts they've committed. And I think this film really helps viewers come to terms with their own faults and insecurities by showcasing a group of characters that have to do this. These characters have to overcome their own faults and insecurities in order to push through their lives and be truly content. The film teaches us the importance of genuinely understanding one another. It's not necessarily about loving, it's about understanding. For example, Naoka, easily one of the most interesting characters in the film, attempts to help Shoya as she sees him as a victim. She wants to get the friends back together and get Shoya to like her. She cares deeply about him and is actually the one that nurses him back to health every day when he's in a coma. A good parallel between her and Shoko is that while Shoko believes herself to be the cause of problems, even though she does nothing wrong, Naoka actually does things that are wrong and doesn't try to hide it. At the end of the day, Naoka and Shoko will probably never like each other, and they'll never truly care about each other, and that's okay. No one can love everyone they encounter. That's not a normal thing. This film confronts that and shows that even people who don't necessarily like each other can understand each other, respect each other, and live in the same world. That's why all the characters have flaws. Characters are flawed to show that the world isn't perfect, but all these characters are doing their best to deal with that, the hand they've been dealt, and become better people little by little. That's what I think is so beautiful about A Silent Voice, is that everyone in the film is trying to do better, to live their best lives. It's important to talk about these characters having suicidal thoughts and actually attempting to take their own lives. While these are fictional characters, the feelings they have are legitimate emotions that real people go through. And I love how this movie doesn't just deal with the thoughts of the characters that go through the motions of wanting to end their own life, but also displays the effects something like this has on the people that love said person. We see how these characters grieve and struggle, and it's not easy. It's not pretty, and it's very eye-opening. And it's important to see that these characters eventually learn that this is not the way to do things, that things get better, that there's always help. The help would be unlikeliest of places. At the very end of the movie, Shoya can't face his fears head on. Shoya has Choco help him accept everyone, and he has to metaphorically stop shutting people out and look up. And it's this beautiful moment, finally accepting not just the world around him, but truly accepting the people he cares about as well. Shoya finally sees what he's been blocking out, and that's life. The movie wants these characters, good or bad, to face the consequences of their decisions head on and have them discover how to face these anxieties they're dealing with, and that's with the help of others. No one can face their problems and worries alone. That's what the original manga and the film are trying to teach us. We all struggle. We all make mistakes, and it's how we deal with these mistakes and own up to them that define who we are. Silent Voice is easily one of the best anime out there, and I urge you to check it out if you haven't. Wow, that was quite a bit. But that will conclude another Cinema by the Campfire episode. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. It's one of my favorite films ever, and I really recommend it, as I said. But be sure to come back next week. It'll be pretty interesting. Thank you so much for listening. It's time to put out the campfire. I was your host, Odyssey. See you next time.